Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is going to be Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is June 24th, 1951, and the title is Warpath or Peace. Hope you guys enjoy.
Your hats and pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. Late one spring, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his faithful deputy Jingles rode along a lush green valley in the shadow of snow-capped mountains. Indian territory, still untouched by the coming of the whites. Somewhere ahead, they knew there was trouble, but they'd face that when it came.
Steer broke ranks, and the boss said, kill it, so I hit him on the back when the handle of a skillet. Come and die, aye, yippee, 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 come and die, aye, yippee, yippee, yeah. Oh, why don't you sing with me, Bill?
Oh, that's what you're doing, Jingles.
Oh, you're hoorah on me, ain't you, Bill?
Sure. Jingles, did you ever see a more beautiful valley?
No, sir. You know, a cow feeding in this valley, it'd get fat as a butterball. Butterball. Say, Bill, that reminds me.
Speaking of feed, always reminds you.
Well, then, let's get on to Red Mesa City.
Woo, Buckshot, woo. Hey, Jingles, those shots are right up ahead.
Yeah, sounds like somebody else is getting hungry. Hunters, maybe. You reckon?
They could be.
Plenty of game to hunt around here, I'll bet you.
Hold it, Jingles. Listen.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Easy, Joker. Easy, boy.
That rumbling. It's coming closer.
Bill, I've heard that sound before.
You never mistake it. It's buffalo, Jingles, heading up the valley. Come on, let's go.
Stampeding buffalo. Thousands of them coming right at us.
They'll be on us in any second.
Well, we gotta turn them. They'll run us down.
Not a chance, Jingles. Ride for the hills.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho! It, Bill.
Just be glad we did, partner.
Oh, I am. Indeed, I am. You know, another couple of seconds and they'd have swarmed right over us. I never been so scared since my Aunt Effie mistook me for a pincushion.
The rifle shot stampeded the buffalo. A couple of them lying down there dead.
Oh, forget them.
No, I think we better have a look.
Come on up, boy. Bill, we're going to Red Mesa City.
Won't take long, Jingles.
All right. Dead or alive, I don't like buffalo, but if that's what you want. Hey, I got a notion to find the guy that started that stampede and blow out his lamp.
These buffalo were both shot.
Well, what do you think? They died of old age? Let's say, where are the hunters?
That's just what I'm wondering.
Well, why don't we just... What's the matter with you, Bill? You look like you've seen a sky blue pink Gila monster.
Jingles, don't move.
Huh?
Freeze, I said. Unless you want an arrow through your back.
Indian? Hey, they was hid there in the grass waiting for us. Oh.
Easy now, Jingles. Let them come. Their bows are drawn.
Yeah, they sure ain't hunting buffalo now.
You, white man, who killed food of Indian. Drive from hunting ground.
Now, hold on. We didn't kill them old buffalo.
Easy, Jingles. Let him talk.
Many time he come. Break treaty with Indian. Now white man die.
Wait. Only Red Horse will speak for his people.
You're the chief, Red Horse?
Chief of the Shoshone who hunt in the shadow of the mountain. Now, if white man not kill buffalo, let him prove it.
Look at our guns, Red Horse. They haven't been fired.
Well, now, does that satisfy you?
Gun's not been fired. But we not know why you are here.
Well, I'll tell your boys to put down those flying stick pins and we'll tell you.
Red Horse, my name's Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok, if that means anything to you. What's more, he's a United States Marshal, and he was sent here to clean up some Indian trouble.
Jingles is right. We were sent to this territory to make peace again between the whites and your people.
But still our buffalo are killed. Soon food all gone. My people starve, die.
But ain't you got no idea who done it?
White man. That we see.
I'll make you a promise, Red Horse. I'll do everything I can to catch the men responsible and see that justice is done.
Always white man make promises. Too many times he lie.
That's my word, Red Horse.
All right. Then you go free this time. But if white killers not stop before 3 moons passed, my people go on warpath. Right into Red Mesa City. Burn to ground.
Hi, partners. This is Panhandle Jim, your old sidekick. Well, how's things out at your diggings? Got your corn pops? Well, I have. It's a right good habit to always have them around, because Kellogg's corn pops are a wonderful new eating cereal already sweetened for you. Now, come Wild Bill Hickok time on the radio, I sit back big as life and listen while I eat my corn pops right out of the box. Come breakfast time, I eat them in a bowl with milk. No sugar, mind you. The sweetening's already there, and plenty of it. Now, take a look at the silver-like bag that your corn pops are sealed in, right inside the box. That shiny bag is pure aluminum. Keeps your Kellogg's corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. Say, and tell your mom this. That bag's plumb wonderful the way she can use it to store things in the refrigerator or for wrapping sandwiches and keeping them fresh and tasty. Now, you're going to want Kellogg's corn pops at your place, sure, if you haven't already got them like most folks. Now, listen to this. Kids love pops. Moms love pops. Pops love pops. Right now, let's all dig into our corn pops while we listen to Wild Bill Hickok.
After hearing Red Horse's warning to go on the warpath if the white man's marauding of buffalo herds isn't stopped, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles ride on into Red Mesa City. There they tell the sheriff all that happened.
Yeah, show them Redskins are threatening war, are they? Well, if that's what they want, they can have it.
But that's what Bill and me came here to stop, Sheriff.
Take more than you two. I'll get a dispatch through to Fort Laramie, and we'll have the army out here in no time.
That's the worst thing you could do, Sheriff.
Eh?
The Indians don't want war.
Well, they got a good way of showing it.
Red Horse's people are desperate. Sure, they're ready to fight, but only to defend their land and the buffalo herd.
Come in, Senator.
Well, good evening, Sheriff, and a mighty pleasant evening it is.
Senator Hasty, shake hands with Marshal Hickok.
Hickok? Sure not Wild Bill Hickok.
Some folks call me that.
Well, this is a pleasure. Sir, a genuine pleasure.
And this is my deputy, Jingles.
Well, I always wanted to meet a real-life senator. How's things in Washington?
Tolerable, thank you.
Senator, I'm afraid Hickok didn't bring very pleasant news.
Indeed? How so, Mr. Hickok?
Jingles and I had a run-in with Chief Red Horse and several of his tribe today.
Oh?
He says white men are marauding his buffalo herd.
Yeah, that's the Indian story. They're making war talk, Senator, and that suits me just fine.
But only as a last resort, Sheriff. Red Horse strikes me as an honorable chief who'll listen to reason.
Yeah, well, they're all the same to me. And I say the sooner we clean them out, the better.
Sheriff, you know, I'm getting a little bitty hunch that you don't like Indians.
Say, perhaps we could talk further about this, Hickok, if you and Jingles would honor me as my guests at dinner.
Well, now you're talking, Senator. Only if it's the same to you, I'll have some supper.
Just give us time to stable our horses somewhere.
At Mrs. Mallory's boarding house, then. Say in a half hour. See you there, gentlemen.
Well, the stable's down at the end of town. Nobody there this time of night, but you'll find a couple of stalls.
Thanks, Sheriff. And remember, forget about sending for help. At least till we find out the truth.
I sure wish we could find a lantern in this stable someplace.
We've unsettled in the dark before, Jingles. Easy, boy. Get over here.
You know, I can't figure you sometimes, Bill. This talk about learning the truth. Now, what more is there to learn?
For one thing, why'd somebody deliberately start trouble between the whites and the Indians?
Well, now, who'd go and do a fool thing like that?
Here's a pig for your saddle.
You didn't answer me, Bill.
And I won't till I'm sure.
Bill, that sheriff, he don't like Indians, I'll bet. I'll bet that he's the one that wants to send for the army.
Let's go, Jingles. We've got a date for supper.
Yeah. And what you're thinking, Bill, if the sheriff's starting all this trouble?
He'll bear watching. Here's the door.
Yeah, well, at least we can see a little better where we're going outside here.
Jingles, look out.
Arrows, Bill, and way too close.
Keep down.
There's a horse high-tailing it fast. There goes your dry gulcher. I'll get him. Oh, I might as well be shooting at a black cloud.
Come on.
Oh, what for, Bill? I can't outrun a horse on an empty stomach.
He was hiding behind this shed. It always pays to look.
Well, just so there ain't anybody else waiting.
Well, we'd know by now if there were. Here, let's try a match.
Guess you know one thing now. Red Horse ain't the kind to keep a promise. Sent one of his Indians sneaking right up into town.
You think so, Jingles? Look at these tracks.
Huh?
That horse was newly shod. That means it was no Indian pony.
Well, doggone. What you gonna do now, Bill?
Go back and have a look at those arrows. Then we meet the senator at Mrs. Mallory's boarding house.
Shocking, sir. Absolutely shocking. This unprincipled attack on such worthy men as you. I trust this affair hasn't upset you, Mr. Hickok?
At least it hasn't upset Jingle's appetite, Senator.
Well, if it did, I hadn't noticed.
See that these gentlemen have all they want, Mrs. Mallory.
I sure will, Senator. I always like to see men folks that know how to eat.
Well, you're sure looking at them, ma'am.
I know of your reputation for arriving at the heart of matters, Hickok. Perhaps you already have some idea, huh?
Oh, sure.
We only got here today.
Yes, naturally.
Just the same, Bill's got an idea somebody's stirring up trouble for some reason or other to get the Indians driven out.
But what possible reason could anyone have?
Well, Senator, not that there's any truth in it, but rumors do get around town once in a while.
Rumors, Mrs. Mallory?
Like the talk that there's gold in the Indian territory.
Gold?
Now, I don't say there is gold there. It's just a rumor, for what it's worth.
Hey, Hickok, Senator.
Yes, Sheriff? Yeah. But why this interruption?
No, them ornery redskins done it again. They burnt down the Haverson spread, plumb to the ground.
Yeah. The Haverson ranch? You sure, Sheriff?
Yeah, Utah Ike here and some ranchers just rode in, told me all about it. Yeah.
Wait, I seen the blaze and I got him out. Yeah. But the place was wiped out before we could get there. Yeah.
Bill, that's awful.
Utah? Did you actually see the Indians at the Haverson Ranch?
Well, don't see that makes any difference.
No, the burning was done with fire arrows. Utah said there was plenty of them around. Who else but an Indian would do it?
Yeah, well, he's got a point there, Bill.
Sheriff, I know how much this means to you and Red Mesa City. But leave this to me, and it may take time.
Time, yes. Meanwhile, we're all killed. Well, it happens that I just wired Fort Laramie for soldiers. As many as they could send, and fast.
But I told you that would open warfare. You've got to stop them.
Well, they're already on their way. When they get through, there won't be an Indian left in this whole territory.
Well, wait now. There's still apple pie coming, Bill. Now, where are you going?
We're going, Jingles, to saddle up for a long ride.
Oh. Bill, I ain't liking this. I ain't liking it at all.
We've got to talk with Chief Red Horse again. And the sooner the better.
Oh, holy catfish, just the two of us right into the Indian camp?
We've got to do it, partner.
Well, at least the sun's coming up. You know, I'm kind of funny that way. Always like to see the man who's about to scalp me. Bill, I got a funny feeling.
Yes, Jingles?
Like we're being watched.
You know you're right. They've been watching us right in for the past hour.
They hey, do you hear that? War drums.
Sure. The camp's just over this rise.
Bill, for the last time...
You can turn back if you like, Jingles.
Oh, it ain't that I'm exactly scared. It's just that my hair keeps pushing my hat off my head.
Ride directly into camp and watch every move.
Bill. Swarms of Indians in war paint and feathers.
Don't let them get the idea that we're scared.
You want I should fool them, huh?
That big teepee over there ought to be Red Horse's.
Yeah, he's waiting there for us. I don't like his looks, Bill, or any of them for that matter. The way they're looking at me makes my scalp feel real loose.
Pull up. Dismount with me.
Oh, white man Hickok, who made promise of peace, comes again, eh?
Yes, Red Horse, and I still want peace.
White man lie! Army come to drive us out.
Bill, I told you there, no mind to listen.
Your answer, Red Horse?
If there is way to stop war, we listen. Red Horse sees only truth in Hickok's eyes.
Talk fast, Bill.
Red Horse, is there any truth to the talk that there's gold on your land?
Yes. We see white men dig in mountains. There is gold.
Well, there's the reason for the trouble.
Why, sure, Bill. Those coyotes want the Indians out so they can claim this land and get the gold.
There's a way to smoke out the white men who know where the gold is. Will you help us, Red Horse?
We help.
Then I'll tell you my plan. Working together, we can catch the men who started this trouble.
But if plan failed, then army come.
Then Hickok will be first to die.
Hold the corn pops a minute, partners. Some of you are chomping so loud I can hear you from here. No fooling, though. I'll bet plenty of you are doing just what I'm doing. Eating corn pops out of the box like a colt going after a sack of feed. Now, Kellogg's Corn Pops is better than other cereals because it's the two-way cereal. And it's good at delighting folks both ways when it comes to eating. Out of the box or out of the bowl with milk, it's wonderful. They're a real tasty snack with a sweetening already on them. Yes, sir, they're already sweetened for you. Tasty, puffed-up, happy hearts of corn, all ready to go. Yes, partners, they're a real two-gun, two-way cereal with B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy, too. So if you aren't already settled back enjoying Kellogg's Corn Pops, you better hit the trail for the store and get a load of them as soon as you can. You'll need plenty because the whole family's going to be getting into them. Now let's say our little saying all together. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Well, right now, I'm hankering to get back to the show. Come on with me, huh?
Now, back to our story of Wild Bill Hickok. Wild Bill has stayed on at the Indian camp to work out his plan with Chief Red Horse and has sent Jingles to Red Mesa City with a message.
Did you hear that, Senator? Them sneaking cowards cleared out lock, stock, and barrel.
Well, this is difficult to believe, sir. You sure all the Indians are gone, Jingles?
Sure. The gold's there for them that wants it now.
Gold? Who said anything about gold?
I fear our friend Jingles has fallen for all that idle talk, Sheriff. By the way, where's Mr. Hickok?
Well, he figured it was no use coming back now that the trouble's over, and he just sent me back to report to the sheriff. And now that I've done that, I guess I'll be moseying, too.
So soon, huh? But when'll we see you two again, sir?
Well, now the way Bill and me get around, that's a right good question, Senator. Adios to you.
Horses out of sight, Jingles?
Yeah, Bill, they're back in the draw.
Keep hidden behind this rock. We can watch from the mine entrance from here.
You know, I'll bet there's enough gold in that diggings to sink a ship.
Or start an Indian war.
How long do you think we'll have to wait, Bill?
Not long. Whoever knows about the gold will be here to stake his claim quick, now that the Indians are gone.
Yeah, then we'll know who's behind all this trouble.
Quiet, Jingles. A couple of horses coming.
Two of them, huh? Well, speaking of old Nick...
Shh. Lay low. Wait till we leave the horses.
Sure got to hand it to you, boss.
Shut up, Utah. Just stop driving the stakes.
What's the hurry, Jim?
Who's there?
I think you know us.
Hickok, what's the meaning of this?
We'll know that when you explain why you're here, Senator Hastie.
Well, I'll be a bobtailed buzzard. And all the time I thought it was that ornery sheriff behind all this trouble.
There's nothing wrong with my claim on this land. You can't prove anything else.
Utah Ike's saddlebags might turn up something. We'll have a look.
Hey, boss, just shut up.
In the meantime, both of you make like you was growed there.
Look what I found, Jingles.
An arrow. Just like the ones that was shot at us last night.
That means nothing. There are lots of arrows around.
Sure. Here's an arrow I picked up in the hills.
That's a lie, Utah, and you know it. You made this yourself.
You think so?
There are only Shoshone Indians in this country, Utah. This isn't a Shoshone arrow at all. It's made like a Paiute arrow. Just like those in your country.
Why, Utah, of course.
Why, you...
Yes. Billy's jumping you.
We want him alive, Jingles.
And then the senator's all mine.
You... No! I'll show you.
Need help, Jingles?
I'm doing fine, ain't I, Senator? Well, they may be alive, Bill, but they sure ain't kicking much.
Just leave him here, Jingles. Ride back to town and get the sheriff.
The sheriff?
Yeah. What he sees around here ought to change his mind about no good Indians.
Well, Hickok, I reckon the senator in Utah won't give no more trouble where they're locked up.
Chief Red Horse will be glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'll be glad to tell him. And something else that might interest you and Jingles...
Well, what's that, Sheriff?
Well, sir, your tip was right, Hickok. Hastie weren't no senator after all. Never was. No, sir. I just got it out of him.
Oh, shucks. You knew it all the time, Bill. And I thought I was meeting a real live senator.
You will someday, Jingles. Well, here's Red Horse's camp. Ooh, Buckshot.
He's waiting to meet us. Whoa, Joker. Hi, Chief.
Red Horse, make you welcome.
Thank you, Red Horse.
Indian tribe want to give thanks to white man Hickok. You make promise to bring peace to Indian. You keep promise. Good.
Yeah. You see, Red Horse, I told you Wild Bill would catch them varmints that was after your gold.
Well, Chief Red Horse, I reckon I got a piece to speak to.
You speak, Sheriff. Red Horse, listen.
Well, I've been wrong about the Indians. From now on, we're going to have nothing but peace among us. I'm going to see to it.
White man, red man. Live as brothers. Good. Now, you all come smoke peace pipe with Red Horse.
Well, now that's a right nice invitation, Red Horse. But seeing as Bill and I don't smoke pipes, do you reckon you might smoke up a couple of nice, big, juicy buffalo steaks instead?
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, folks, we'll be riding back this way again next week with another exciting story.
We sure will be, and you can bet your bottom sawbuck there'll be plenty of trouble, and we'll be right in the middle of it.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you're all eating Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at the same time on the same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Gene Vanderpyle, Joe Forte, Charlie Lung, Horace Lewis, Tom Holland, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Check check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.